Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg
on Hot 97.
Was that who I thought it was on that joint?
Well, who you thought?
Ghost Dini? Snake Eyes, they calling that. Off Rosenberg's Real Late album out tomorrow. You can add it right now to your library if you got Apple Music. They do this pre-ad thing. We just go in there, boom. It's ready to go as soon as it's ready to go. Make sense what I'm saying?
Scene.
I feel you, God.
You feel me? Word. Laura, what's popping today?
Not much, you know. Just checking out to see what's happening in the world.
What is happening in the world other than the Knicks being donezo out here?
Sheesh. So it's over?
It's over, La.
Wow, that was pretty close.
Atlanta got him up out of here. ATL. Man. Yo, ever since Andre 3000, man, got up on that Source Awards and was like, yo, the South got something to say. It's never been the same, man.
Damn.
It's never been the same.
Damn.
They holding grudges against New York, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yo, that's a real thing now. The way the game played last night. It's a real thing. The Atlanta, New York, there's a little situation brewing right there with those two young teams. And, you know, the Knicks over-delivered on the season. Let's look. While we're going to make our Knicks jokes all day. And rightfully so. One of the best defenses in the league. You know what I mean? I think they, Thibodeau, phenomenal season for the head coach. You know, they just got some problems they got to figure out. They need some real leadership on the floor. And they need some pieces, man. They need some pieces. The team they had on the floor last night and most of the season, great on the defensive side, scoring the ball, which is how you win games, was always a part of the problem. Mm-hmm. You know? So, listen. We'll talk more about it all day. But here, I just want to let it be known. Since there's no real, like, city rivalry, Knicks, Nets, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They match off and everybody, you know, bragging rights. When it comes to the city, I feel like we could all bond together and support the Brooklyn Nets.
We got to support the home teams.
That's what I'm saying.
Both.
Because, you know, look, it goes down like that. Like, when the Yankees, which usually happens, go to the playoffs and the Mets are not. Mets fans, you know, they're not hating on the Yankees.
Right.
They know what it is.
Right.
You know, when the Giants, you know, go to the playoffs, which usually is what happens, and the Jets are just a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
Jets fans, they're not hating on the Giants.
Right. Squad up.
It's like, all right, okay, New York, we're doing it for the city. So I just want, it may be too soon for Knicks fans. You're still, you know, reeling and emotional. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when, you know, I think when the time comes, I think the Knicks fans will get behind Brooklyn.
That is never going to happen.
It's like that?
Not even a little bit.
I mean, maybe a little bit.
Nope.
They're not going to hate on Brooklyn. They're not going to hate on Brooklyn.
Hate.
Nah, they're not going to hate.
How much you want to bet?
Listen, man, it's a new day, man. We can all come together, bro. I'm just campaigning that we could do it for the city. That's all I'm saying.
No, it's a nice idea.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that people are open to it yet. I'm saying, you know, it's the day after. Things got wrapped up last night at the Garden. Atlanta came in. Dang. Snoop came through and crushed the buildings, and Atlanta came through and crushed the buildings.
You mean Treyway?
Ice Trey.
Because Trey Young gives me big Tekashi vibes. Big Tekashi vibes.
Big troll vibes?
Yeah. Big troll vibes.
He's got big troll vibes. But honestly, you know what? Nah, I don't agree with that. I believe the Knicks faithful trolled him first. They came for him first.
Oh, yeah, no, they did. But he enjoys it. Like,
oh, yeah, you got to lean in.
He leaned in, and he's phenomenal. So the combo.
You got to lean in.
Unlike Tekashi, he's phenomenal at what he does.
Well, that's another reason I didn't like the comparison.
But no one's ever rooting for Brooklyn who's a Knicks fan. They're not going to.
I said support.
They're not going to support.
They should support. They're going to turn it on. They're going to watch the game.
I don't know if they will.
Well,
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying what it is.
I know. I know. And there's no real rivalry between Brooklyn and the Knicks yet. You know what I mean? It's not as if both teams have been stellar ever at the same time.
No, it's just going to get started right now when the Nets win the championship.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just getting started, baby.
You got the Nets winning it?
Absolutely. I mean, their biggest test is going to be right now against
Milwaukee. The Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Against the Bucks. Yeah, because the West is looking like they're going to walk through the West, right?
Yeah.
LeBron out of there sooner or later.
I don't know if they'll walk through Dallas or Utah.
Yeah, I think listen.
Even Dallas.
Dallas isn't out of the woods yet, but listen, man, they're a tough team to handle. They're a tough team to handle. It's time for some shenanigans. Laura, you ready? We got anything special for the people?
Yeah, let's do it.
Christopher and Sandra. Sandra, good morning. Sandra.
Just some shout-outs.
Oh, you got
Sandra, is it Sandra?
No, it's Sandra.
It's Sandra. I know some Sandras, yeah. And they go, no, it's Sandra.
No, like, okay, I'm Sandra.
Hey, listen. Sandra, we love you regardless. How you doing today? Where are you going to get money, Sandra?
Oh, I'm actually at work already.
What do you do?
I called before. I'm a microbiologist.
Ooh, yo, man. Shout out to our listeners who got some cool-ass jobs out here, man. What you looking at through the telescope today? Or the microscope? No, you guys use a microscope, not a telescope. Microscope.
Today I'm just going to be doing a lot of reports. A
lot of paperwork, huh?
A lot of paperwork.
All right. And when in your microbiology day to day, what are you normally doing? What are you studying? This is interesting.
So, in a nutshell, my company make a chemical that goes into paint that will prevent algae and mold from growing on your wall.
Wow. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you got children. There's a job out there that you didn't even know existed. There's somebody who actually develops a chemical that keeps algae and mold from growing on your wall and paint. Never even knew that was a job, but I'm glad I met you, Sandra. Sandra.
Thank you.
Yeah. Christopher, what do you do?
Yo, what's going on, bro?
Peace, man.
Heating and air conditioning, man.
Yo, HVAC guys in the building.
Shout out.
Much needed.
Things getting crazy out here yet?
Oh, you know it, man. Customers calling in already.
Yo, listen, man. This weekend, it's about to heat up crazy, too. Next week.
Them addicts, at least 120. I recommend right now everyone clean their filters. Give you a good 3 months on them things.
There you go. Good call. An unclean filter will cause the system to break down, correct, sir?
Yeah, exactly.
It makes the airflow slow down, and thus it messes up. I should be an HVAC guy. I know a lot about it.
You could do it.
How much money you make over there, Christopher? I might quit this job.
We make like a 27. That's about it.
That's nice. 27 an hour? I'll take it.
Not nothing.
It's not nothing. Here we go. Sandra, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
Definitely Laura.
Wow, the way you said that was super disrespectful. I thought we bonded.
No. We bonded, but I have to go with Laura.
It was crazy the way you talked to me.
No, we bonded, Evo, but Laura is it.
Shani's got the question. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the game that lives up to its name. Right. Laura never loses.
Go. Okay, name one of the two artists tied with the most BET Ebro.
I want to go with Drake.
Incorrect. Name one of the two artists tied with the most BET Award nominations.
Megan Thee Stallion.
That's right, her and the baby. What Turkish city is located in both Ebro?
Let's go with Istanbul.
Istanbul, both Europe and Asia is correct. Which city hosted the verses between Laura?
That was in Miami.
Miami is correct.
Laura, turn your volume up, Laura. What you doing?
In Timberland. The Blind Side is a book and movie.
Laura.
Ebro.
is a book and movie about a football player who played an offensive right tackle.
Yo, we giving them that? Football. Football's the answer. All right. Who was withdrawn from the French Open?
Ebro.
Naomi Osaka.
That is correct. The European country, which European country was the first to host a Winter Olympics?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Let's go with France.
That is correct. Ebro wins.
Oh, he guessed that one.
Oh, yes.
Laura had a chance to tie.
Well, I was thinking the French Alps. Almost. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Sandra, next time you disrespect me like that, I might take your microbiology license. You know what I'm saying?
Disrespect.
No, it's okay, Laura.
Yo, Sandra, I don't know if we can trust that paperwork and things you're doing today over there. You're making bad judgment
paperwork
calls.
Paperwork will be perfect.
Thank you, Sandra. We love you for listening. Christopher, run them shout-outs, fam. Shout to all the HVAC people.
Shout-out to the HVAC crew.
That's it?
Vinata, if you need... Yeah, I don't like my job, you know what I mean?
Wait, you don't like the work or you don't like the company?
Nah, the company, they be wilding sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get you a new company. If you guys looking for a guy like Christopher who gets on the radio and complains about his job, call us, man.
I was about to say.
Yo, Christopher, thank you for listening, man.
Man, I'm a fan. Hey, shout out to Rosenberg for that album tomorrow.
Ooh, real late. Make sure you get Ooh, we just
thank
played
you,
that
brother.
Ghost
Appreciate
Dini.
You.
That Ghost Dini was ringing off.
Yeah, we just hit that Snake Eyes. That was fire.
Yeah, on the way, flashing lights. Love
we got that
staff.
In the system already?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Michelle and Barack Obama are going on tour. But it's a different type of tour, and I'll give you the details on what it is coming up, flashing lights.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Speaking of raindrops, in my trusty dark sky weather app, there's some supposed to be approaching. Starting around 7 a.m. until about 1. Let's see if it actually happens. And then again at 7 p.m. Through the overnight into tomorrow. Tomorrow's not looking too great. There's rain tomorrow. But Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 90s.
Mm.
So let's
Big
do it.
Big bright sun.
You know what I mean? It's about to go down this weekend. But right now, what's going down? Flashing lights. Laura Stiles. Oh.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
So Michelle and Barack Obama are going on tour, but it's not the tour that you think. It's their portraits. Remember their beautiful portraits that were that were on display? The one where it's like Barack with all like the ivy leaves behind him by a famous painter named Kehinde Wild. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, Kehinde.
Yeah. So the tour, it's
shout out to all Senegalese people out there. Kehinde's from Senegal.
See.
By the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery. So it's going to hit like 5 cities over the year. First stop is Chicago, of course. But yeah, the paintings are going on tour. Should be dope.
This was an amazing tease from Laura Stiles getting us to this segment.
Because wow.
In the show. Because wow. Barack and Michelle going on tour.
I heard you say, of course they are. But it's their paintings.
This
actually,
is what we're up to. This
really
is what
we've
become as a program. Laura Stiles doing teases that make you, that are dishonest.
She's one notch away from writing headlines for Revolt.
Exactly.
Oh my God, stop it. But it is. I think it's important for the kids to be able to check out these paintings, man. They're major.
Yeah, they're really dope.
Yo, thank and you, it was Shani. A these guys defining, are haters.
Right.
No, not at all. It's Kehinde Wild. I mean, I met him once through Swizz Beatz, you know, in that art kind of way. I didn't know who he was at the time, but Swizz was like, yo, he's about to be that guy. And the next thing I know, he's doing this with Barack and Michelle. Or excuse me, with Barack. And what's that thing called where they do the official presidential, what are these paintings called again? There's like an official term for the,
I don't know.
Like the presidential portrait or something?
Yeah, I think that's it. The presidential portrait.
Yeah. Anyway, out of here.
Yeah. And Kehinde Wild had a beautiful exhibit in the Brooklyn Museum, I think last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if you visit the Brooklyn Museum, you'll see some of his stuff because he makes these ginormous paintings, like humongous.
Well, and the of theme, like, of it all is to take black folks, you know, everyday black people, and put them in regal settings.
Yeah, but he includes their everyday clothes and everything.
Exactly.
They're so dope. Look them up, please. Google them, because his work is really, really dope. Is this your flashing arts report?
Yo, listen, art curation by Laura Stiles.
Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying?
Flashing arts.
Yo, since we're on it.
It's your flashing arts report. Time is 7 a.m. Alternate site parking rules are in effect. What were you going
to
say?
Well, I was going to shout out to Nicola Vassell. She's got a she's the first black woman with an art gallery right down here in the West Village on 10th Avenue, 138 10th Avenue. Just opened up. So since we were doing the inaugural exhibition from Ming Smith, but Nicola Vassell is her name. Black woman. She was in the New York Times. And so since this was the flashing art report, you know what I mean? Yeah. I figured I would shout out Nicola.
I'm into it. I think it's great.
Yeah. There you go. We real highfalutin and elite. Mm-hmm. Hasiditi on this program.
It's art.
Speaking
everyone.
Of Hasiditi, yo, let's take it back to the streets, man. Bring up some of that Hasiditi Shop Bigger real quick. You know what I'm saying? Bring up the girl code real quick. You know what I'm saying? To even things out. Laura got us way off on art gallery talk.
just to touch it real quick?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
these girls get some. Shop Bigger Hasiditi.
I mean,
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
You would think I'd come on this radio today and hit this button for the New York Knicks.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But no, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not giving it to the New York Knicks. I think the New York Knicks had a great season. Led the league in defense and took it pretty damn far with limited talent. And for that, I salute the New York Knicks. The congrats. Oh, turn it up, Shawnee. Come on.
Playing yourself.
Come on.
I don't play.
The congratulations, you played yourself, goes to the fans at the end of the game that were just walking out.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Leaving early.
It's
a big moment. If you're a real Knicks faithful,
right?
You're supposed to stay in there to the end and applaud your team in front of the opposing team that just took it to the next round on your floor. You know what I'm saying?
But they did. Nice. Most people did. 99% of people stayed.
You think so? That's not what I saw.
I saw Spike Lee leave and then come back to his seat.
Well, hit Spike with the button then.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because the only reason he came back is because he thought there was 3 minutes left. He thought they still had a chance.
But by the way, I mean, you do kind of also. I have to give the button to the fans who were chanting, "We want Brooklyn," a few weeks ago.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I mean, you couldn't even get by the Hawks, guys. And I feel bad because they put in an effort, and I really found myself rooting hard for the Knicks. But come on, fans got way, way far ahead of this team.
Well, you know, they had to believe in something, bro. They went for it. And I still propose. I still think it's a healthy thing for the city, New York City, post-pandemic. You know, a little unity. A little post-pandemic unity.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? The Nets, in the next round against the Bucks, here's an opportunity not to root for Knicks fans, you don't need to be wearing Brooklyn jerseys and all that, but just don't be negative. Be supportive.
Shawnee, hit Ebro with the button, please.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I posted a meme yesterday.
I think.
Asking Knicks fans to join Brooklyn, and it went bad.
I think it's a great idea, Cass. I think it shows
solidarity.
You know,
you know what I mean?
And listen, not that the Hawks are going to make it out.
You played yourself.
Not that the Hawks are going to make it past the Sixers, but if they do, Knicks fans, y'all better be rooting for Brooklyn if they make it past the Bucks against Atlanta. If it becomes Brooklyn Atlanta,
well, that was the best part. That was the best thing that happened this series. Is it feels like there's a real rivalry now between the Knicks and the Hawks.
Absolutely.
And that's what I love to see. I love the chippiness last night. And I love the kind of heel that Trae Young is. I mean, bowing to the crowd at the guard at the end.
Loved it.
I mean, yo, you realize how messed up it is? With under a minute left, the crowd started their standing ovation for the Knicks, as they should, as real basketball fans would do. Standing ovation for this team that overachieved. Just as the standing ovation started, Trae Young hits a 30-foot three.
Yep.
Yo, ruined the whole thing.
Trae Young stuck that knife in and then twisted. He kept going to the last second. He was going hard.
Hey, yo. And Trae Young, if you haven't left the city yet, somebody let him know. Knicks fans really respect that. They might boo you. They're going to talk ish to you. But New York City respects it. Basketball fans respect it. It's a basketball city for sure. Laura, what's on your list today?
I'm just reading this article. So there was a blog called From the Desk of Donald J. Trump, and it was launched on May 4th, a few months after he had been banned from Facebook and Twitter.
Losers.
And at the time, it was billed as a platform where Trump could speak directly to his supporters. Fox News called it a new communications platform. But now, it's been shut down after 29 days. It's over, la.
Congratulations.
The senior aide to the Trump administration was like, no, the page will not be returning. It's been scrubbed.
Wait, there is no Trump administration. It's over. That's over, too.
Losers.
No, a senior aide, whatever you want to call his peeps, okay? We call him his peeps.
It was a blogger, B.
It's over. I mean, like, this is the one that they kept. Rosenberg, is this the one that they kept being like, oh my God, it's going to be huge?
Yeah. I like that they acted like a blog was new technology. Blogs have been dead for years.
I'm so confused.
Yo, I swear to God, I didn't even know he had a blog until I heard about this yesterday when I was watching MSNBC with Ari Melber. And he was cracking jokes on it. I didn't know Ari Melber was doing a play-by-play for the last week on the terrible performance of the blog and how low the stats were, which is one of the reasons why Donald Trump shut the damn thing down, because he was embarrassed about how nobody was picking up the stories, how nobody was covering the things he was putting up there, how the stats were low. And I was astounded. I thought this whole time he was launching like a real like social media platform. Or an app or something. I did not know that he just put up basically a website. He went to GoDaddy, got himself a URL, and started, you know, rolling out stories on WordPress.
Wow.
Yep. WordPress Trump.
Big league.
Oh my God.
And it's already.
Yo, your man was writing HTML code thinking he was doing something out here.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, Rosenberg, what you got?
I was really just going to give it to Knicks fans who had their hopes up. It's unfortunate. And I was also going to give it the one issue I had with the Knicks last night, for me. How did they not at any point make Clint Capela pay? Clint Capela talked all that trash. Yo, we bullied you in Atlanta.
Because they didn't have nobody big enough and athletic enough to deal with that. He was blocking shots. He was making it difficult in the lane Randle.
You don't have to be athletic to smack someone in their chest. That was the only thing missing last night. You got to smack someone in their chest.
Nah, they picked on a little ice tray and bumped in the ice tray at halftime. And Julius Randle dropped the ball on him right at halftime. They didn't do nothing to Capela.
Is it bad that when Trae Young starts like trolling the crowd like that, he gives me big Tekashi vibes?
Yeah, it's weird because Trae Young's good at what he does. I don't know why you'd be thinking about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Well, Tekashi was good at trolling.
He wasn't good at rapping though.
No,
hit
no.
Rosenberg with the button for that.
Congratulations, you played
just
yourself.
A vibe. So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, you're playing yourself,
you're playing yourself. Cast one.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Let's go. 97 minutes commercial free. Hey.
Show
if you in
five.
The car, wherever you headed this morning. It says it's supposed to rain, but yeah. Shawnee's raining by you yet?
Yeah. It started. A little drizzle.
Laura's raining by you yet?
No, not yet.
Rosenberg, is raining by you?
Nope, it's very gray in Midtown, but it is not.
Cash One, what you got out there, Long Island? Yeah, Long Island.
Drizzle happened.
That's a little drizzle. Happened. Okay.
Yeah, it's light. You might not be able to see it, but for the cards, you know, you can't take it for granted. Might be slippery.
Easy now. Easy. We're going to have rain today, rain tomorrow. We're still going to probably reach the 70s, right, Laura?
Yes.
She don't know what's
going on. She sounds
dialed in. Yo, Laura, she sounds what's going on. What, Laura, what you going through today, man? Yes. How's mommy doing? You all right over there?
It was a rough night, man. Lack of sleep. Sorry, man. Lack of sleep.
Yo, Young Baby Light trolling y'all?
Domestic
trolling?
It's not even her. It's not even her. It's just maybe with my insomnia. I had insomnia last night. It was just, you know, one of those
times. Yo, hit Laura with the button.
But why?
Get that sleep, kid.
Congratulations.
It makes it seem like I wanted to do this.
How can you hit her the button for not being able to sleep?
Because, man, you got to learn how to sleep out here. You got to practice sleeping like me. You got to get your old man on and start, you know, practicing your breathing techniques and meditation. You got like 90 rocks laying next to the bed and dream catchers. What is all that for?
Well, you know, each one has a job. And last night they didn't do their job.
Listen. Wow. Cash One, 97 minutes, commercial free. Nine rocks next to the bed, rose stones, crystals, dream catchers. Still can't sleep.
Give the rocks the buttons.
Yo, that's the craziest one I've ever heard, Shani. So the whole games or the vaccine games, the vaccine Olympics out here.
Yo.
You know, lottery tickets if you get the vax.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I thought it was wild. Remember that morning I came back? I was like, yo, I was in Washington Square Park, and they was giving out free weed if you already had a vaccination.
Free weed?
Remember I told y'all that?
Yeah.
It was like, yo, they was giving out weed. It was like, yo, if you got proof of vaccination, you get a little weed. It was a little weed company out in Washington Square Park. And I was like, okay, this is, you know.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then it was like, you know, then you start hearing governors talk about it. It was like Cuomo, scratcher tickets.
Right, get a lot
scratch
of
scratch for a vax.
Right. You know, burgers.
Like, wait, that sounds crazy.
Burgers.
Shake Shack, what? And then de Blasio was running all. And then what did you say you heard, Shani?
So in Forbes magazine, West Virginia is giving away free guns.
What?
Free
what?
Guns. West Virginia to give away guns as COVID-19 vaccine incentive.
What?
Oh God.
The great state of West Virginia.
Who would have ever guessed that West Virginia would have an idea right. So bad?
So, and the day before that, I saw it was free beer. Not for West Virginia, but another place.
Well, Jersey was wine. You could have dinner with the governor, and you get free wine. So wine, beer, you know.
You get some wine, you get some beer, and you get some guns.
Well, not at all the same together. Time, Shani.
Oh, no.
Different states, man.
They're chill, one notch Shani. Away from cocaine.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? Get some cocaine. Look, you want to get this vaccine? You
got quick some bump incentives. Of coke right when you're done. Enjoy yourself.
Yo, y'all wilding right now.
Yo, stop.
Y'all wilding. Yo, but is the deal, and maybe somebody could call, is the deal that we bought as a country so many vaccines that, and also we want to get everybody vaccinated, but they also don't want the vaccines to spoil or something? Can a vaccine spoil? They got to, like, make sure they...
Well, no, from what I read, that they're 50% of the population, they're afraid of not getting herd immunity.
Right.
They don't see that happening. So in order to try to encourage people to do it, they're like, we need some incentives. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not really taking away. There's, you know, rumors of certain things that are going to be taken away, but clearly that's not on the table as yet. So
what do you mean things that are be taken away? What do you
people
mean?
Afraid I'm not like going to be able to travel if I don't get the vaccine. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that because that's kind of been, you know, the story around. But instead of putting that on the table, what they're putting on the table is something to incentivize you. We don't want to talk about what we're going to take away. We want to talk about what you can get. You know what I'm saying? Because they want to get that herd.
Well, there's no they take away because the airlines are private companies. So that would be up to the airline to decide.
Other
countries may say you can't. Look, that already happens.
And that's going to happen with this.
That already. When you go to Ghana, you got to make sure you got a yellow fever shot.
Yeah. I've been around for a
long time. So that can happen with this for sure. But as far as private companies who don't want to be held liable for your travel or, you know, you going into an area and getting exposed to the virus, that could also happen for those companies.
Yeah.
And that's what they decide to do.
Right.
But some states are stepping in and saying you're not allowed to do that. Like, I think it was Alabama and Texas. Some other states have stepped in and said companies cannot force people to get the vaccine or have to show proof of vaccine.
Right. Yeah, but I think to your question, I don't think it's that it'll spoil, which may be a case too, but Fauci specifically was saying that they don't think they're going to get the herd immunity. They're trying to get the herd immunity. So it's, I think, what was the other state that we saw? Georgia, Dawson County was offering half your sentence off for certain crimes. There's all types of crazy stuff. Now, it sounds crazy when you hear some of the things that they're trying to push in your
different
favor.
Type. I didn't like none of it. When I was like, yo, what kind of games y'all playing with the vax, man?
Right.
Like, I get y'all trying to save people's lives. You guys are legitimately trying to make sure people don't die and go to the hospital the best way you know how. But giving out a lottery ticket?
Word.
It sounded nuts.
Wheel of Fortune, tuitions, guns.
Well, now the
cigarettes. What y'all need? Haircuts,
vape.
I mean, yes. Yo. Each state has some craziness going on. Like, some of these incentives are crazy. But listen, half the world shut down, guys, because of this virus. They're trying to get people
that's right
vaccinated, so we don't go through it again.
And well, and we're the only country
we could go through it again.
And we're the only country, Laura, that looks nuts because we have extra vaccine and no
and
one's
people
using
ain't taking them.
Right.
But and see, what like, what do they
my
think?
My friends in
you?
Other countries are like, I can't believe we don't have vaccines yet. Like, yep. Please.
Yo, but what do they think like, of you if they're like, yo, we got this thing. It's a vaccine. Mm-hmm. If you take it, you're not going to die. And you're not going to go to the hospital from the thing everybody was going to the hospital and dying from. Everybody's like, all right, cool. A lot of people got it. But then there's people who are like, nah, I'm cool. Oh, a lottery ticket? I'm in. Like, nah, I'm not getting the vaccine. Wait, nuts. Y'all giving out a glass of wine? I'm down.
Right, I'll take it.
That's all wine? It took?
Right. One glass of wine.
That's all, no, well, you won't die if you take it. Nah, I ain't tripping on that. But a glass of wine? I'm in. Right. A free hamburger?
Right.
Oh, man.
Wait, y'all said Shake Shack?
It sounds
I ain't
crazy.
Taking that vax, man. Nah. I ain't worried about
fries?
Dying.
What about these french fries, though?
Ooh, I'm in.
It's like they take you for a fool. It sounds crazy.
It sounds like a
sales pitch.
No, it's 100% sounds crazy.
Yes.
They're trying anything to save your life. And just telling you that we're trying to save your life isn't enough. You need a free hamburger.
Yo.
I don't or think they anticipated. Gun. I don't think the government anticipated the level of vaccine hesitancy that there would be.
Everybody told them.
That people wasn't really feeling
that
it.
People was going to be hesitant.
Yeah.
Everybody told. I was on calls with the what's the guy, the head, what is it called? Like the lead doctor. What are they called? The medical general, not the attorney general.
A surgeon general.
There you go, surgeon general. That guy. I was on a call. It was a bunch of black men on a call letting them know, yo, fam, nobody trusts this. People's going to be scared. It's going to happen. They don't trust the government. Y'all have not earned people's trust when it comes to medicine and vaccines in this country.
Yo, hear this real quick. Just a pitch.
The news coming as new blockbuster incentives are announced in the race to vaccinate. CVS Health launching a new sweepstakes. Thousands of prizes available, like a trip to the Super Bowl for two with game tickets, airfare, and hotel included.
I'm getting the vax now.
The iHeart Music Festival, a one-week Norwegian cruise, or four-day trip to Bermuda. New York State raffling off 50 scholarships to 12 to 17-year-olds who get vaccinated. Room and board included to state colleges. The winners will be announced in drawings over the next 5 weeks. For a parent.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually that last one was pretty good though.
I know.
But his voice just sounds like, you know, with a cruise.
Well, cause you think you're a family, you're like, yo, I'm not getting my 12 to 17 year old vaccinated. Wait, you can go to college for free?
Yeah.
Hold on now.
Hold on.
You might have to take this shot, my G.
Take it for the team.
Room and board? You know how much room and board is?
Yo, my niece and nephew are fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
How old
Listen,
are they?
They are 13.
13.
Wow. Can't believe that, but they are 13. Yeah.
My Lord.
Yo, man. Listen, you've been taking vaccines out here for a long time. Everybody has. I know people are hesitant with this vax because it's new. People are waiting to see how this thing plays out. I get it 100%. But It's, you know, it's saving lives, man. And if you were, if that's your big concern is staying alive and protecting yourself, you need to make sure you get the vax. Call right now, 800-223-9797. You can be smarter than somebody on the show. I don't even know who's working today.
It's DJ Cash.
Oh, yes.
Me.
It's DJ Cash.
DJ Cash. You drinking? Casto Facto.
Yo, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
DJ Cast one, 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 one.
And you know I come into the building with official prizes, baby.
Yo, legitimate prizes.
Summer Jam.
Woo!
August 22nd, MetLife Stadium, caller number 9. I got your tickets right now. You know what I'm saying? We give you real prizes on this side.
Yo, now, I just realized yesterday I reneged on the illegal Summer Jam tickets after 8 yesterday. Straight forgot.
Well, that's not a reneg. That's just forgetting.
Does that mean you double up today?
Good idea. Some more Summer Jams fell off the truck.
Also, I want to remind everyone that not only has DJ Cast One come through with official Summer Jam tickets, but if you're wondering, where's DJ John? I miss him. DJ John is pulling off an unprecedented move I've never seen in the history of employment before.
What's that?
He's currently in the midst of back-to-back vacations at 2 different locations. I've never seen this before.
Wait, what?
What? What do you mean?
I thought he had some family stuff going on.
No, that was the week before. No. DJ John is in Mexico. He's posting pictures with his awkward smile. He's in Mexico having a ball. He comes back for one day, and then he's going to Jamaica.
Stop it.
Yeah, he's back-to-back vacation
Stop.
John. Yes.
Yo,
never
John,
seen
what kind of scam did he run for this?
What?
No, I don't know.
I hope everybody knew, because if not, we just dropped the bomb.
Well, he's posting it. It's all on his social.
Okay. Well, did everybody know that he was manipulating the system to get back-to-back vacations?
Well, I didn't say manipulating the system. You said that. I just said this is unprecedented. Now, no, but we actually happen to have a boss. Our program director is very big on people using their vacation days if you have them.
You should use them. Absolutely.
John works hard. You know, he works the other job, too. God bless him. I'm jealous.
So he said, I'm taking 2 back-to-back. Look at him. He needs it. What a life.
He's been going through a lot.
Yeah, he needs it. Shouts to John.
And when he gets back, I mean, look, and the Knicks lost. So good thing he's not here. Be another reason for him to be unhappy. How do you feel, Cast One, jumping off of the Knicks faithful many years ago?
Yeah, I'm fine, man. Although I'm not that great because my Lakers aren't doing that great, so I might have to find another team to jump to.
Yo, Brooklyn Nets, man. They're my local team. You got to have a local team.
Yeah, it's feeling like it might be a Brooklyn Nets summer.
By the way, Brooklyn is really close to where you live in Long Island. It's much closer than the Garden.
But Brooklyn shows me no love. So I mean, not Brooklyn itself, but the Brooklyn Nets. I don't think I've ever been to a Nets game.
Oh, really? Let's fix that up. Let's fix that up.
We can change that.
You know what I mean? Let's holler at Mandy, get you set up right. They'll take care of you.
I might have to.
Yo, Mandy might have some playoff tickets for you.
Oh. Well, you know what?
That's nothing but a shot. Yo, Mandy, get Cast One into the playoffs, fams.
Let's do it, Brooklyn.
Rasan, we can't get a sweep for the team. Only Cast One. Don't try to be up in Brooklyn now.
I'm shopping for a team, so you know I'm a free agent out here. I'm taking all prizes, I'm taking all gifts, and you know whoever treats me best, I might just bring the whole squad over there.
And Cast One, do you think it's a good idea for Knicks fans to support Brooklyn in their journey?
I think it is a good idea.
It's good for the city, right?
It's good for the city, man. You don't have to go out and get a Brooklyn Nets jersey or a hat. But you know what I'm saying? Don't hate. Just show love. Because listen, I posted a meme yesterday on my IG at DJ Cast One, where it's Homer Simpson going into the bushes with the Knicks hat, coming out with the Nets hat, and I got a lot of hate. Knicks fans were not feeling that, man.
It was too soon. You got to let them heal.
I just said, listen, all I said was, it might be time. That's all I said. It might
Cass
be time.
Had that thing ready. Cass had that loaded and ready. He sent it the second the zeros hit on the clock.
Too soon, man. You got to give Knicks fans 48 hours, man.
All right, man. All right.
We'll take calls from Knicks fans after 8. See if you guys are, you know, maybe ready to, you know, support. Not root for, support the Knicks.
Oh, I like this topic.
Oh, wow.
Who we got online, right? Shawnee Culture?
Tatiana.
Tatiana, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing? Where are you calling us from right now?
You know, calling calling from New Jersey, from Freehold, New Jersey.
Shout out to Freehold. Now, Tatiana, Freehold, pay attention. Answer this question super fast. We got summer jams.
All right, Tatiana. Let's see. I hope you've been paying attention, okay? Can you tell us what is the name of a Rosenberg's album that's dropping tomorrow?
Ooh. Real Late.
Whoa. She knows.
Yeah, baby.
Y'all so surprised, man. I doubt our listeners all the time. I never doubt. Make sure you pre-add that Rosenberg album. If you have Apple Music, you can add it right now before it drops while you're thinking about it.
Tonight, midnight, baby.
Yeah,
Tatiana, good job. All right, now. Cast one. Let's see how well you know our loved Petey. What is Peter's middle name?
Oh, I know it starts with an E.
Earl. Edward.
Shawnee definitely knows. Oh, maybe not.
Elliot.
Oh.
Did I get it?
He got it right.
Yeah.
Too bad it took too long. Baby.
It just took too long.
It took too long, so you lose anyway.
I got
it. Tatiana, you're going to come again.
Bam.
You're going to the summer jams.
Let's go. Y'all been trying to call all week.
Now you're in the building. There. You're in there. Who you want to shout out to right now, Tatiana? You got any family? You got any friends?
Of course. I got, you know, my mom, my dad. And I'm actually going to shout out again on the radio. Mark Jameson Chimney, a small business I work for. It's my uncle's business. So, you know, welcome to New Jerseyans. You go.
There it is. Tatiana, we need some info from you, so do not hang up. It is time for Laura Stiles to step in for the flashing light report. Laura Stiles got the 411. Yo, Rosenberg, this whole time I thought your middle name was Ebro. Peter Ebro Rosenberg.
By the way, I swear to God, it might as well be, because more people call me Ebro when they see me on the street than Ellie.
All right, guys. Mary J. Blige has a new documentary out, guys. And, you know, she's reflecting on her life almost 30 years ago. And it was really dope. And I saw the trailer, guys. It looks so good. And
let me guess, it's called
amazing.
Let me guess, it's called My Life.
Of course.
Of course.
You know, on the trailer that came out, you know, she talks about, like, you know, she was like, she was in so much pain when she was going through the process of making My Life, you know. And at one point she said she was ready to check out. She said it's one of the darkest times she's ever had. So it's going to be dope, man. I mean, My Life came out, what, in 95?
Yeah.
95. So the documentary is set to premiere on Amazon Prime Video on June 25th. But we're so blessed to have Mary, man. She's incredible. And when you look at her, it's like she's so beautiful in her. You know what I mean? And she's had such an incredible career. Her story is amazing.
Yeah, about her flowers.
She's so New York, too.
What? Yeah, Shawnee. Absolutely. We got to give her flowers and love her while she's here. But the documentary looks amazing. Have you guys had a chance to check out the trailer?
Yeah, I saw the trailer. The trailer's fire. I mean, clearly one of the best albums, all around album.
My Life, right?
Yeah, My Life.
Yes.
Love that album.
I don't know anybody who doesn't.
Man.
Like, and when you think of like sophomore albums coming after What's the 411, to My Life was and What's the 411, I was incredible at the time.
Yeah,
My Life was solid follow up, and just her detailing everything she was going through at the time, and the songwriting, and just everything she was able to do. It was dope. Trailer looks dope.
Yep,
it's her best joint. It's so fun. There's so much stuff on there, and the remixes that came from that album too. My Lord.
We might have to do a little reminder, a little set of some sort, a little mix, a little Mary J mix. So, yeah, the documentary drops on Amazon Prime Video on June 25th. That's your flashing light report. The time is 8 a.m. Alternate side parking rules are in effect, and today's a high of 75 degrees. There should be a little rain coming down in some parts.
Yeah, let that ring off. We're going to have some New York talk coming up. Knicks is out of the playoffs, but the Nets are in.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg
on Hot 97.
Shouts to Mr. Cheeks, by the way. Lost Boys.
Why not? Some Mary J for your drive or wherever you going. Getting kids to school. Ooh, those records still. Timeless music, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. That right there is timeless. It will always sound good. Forever.
Good.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Some sprinkles here and there. People moving around. We're getting close to an amazing, beautiful, sunshiny weekend. But it's only fitting on a day like today, with some cloud cover, some gloom, that the Knicks are now finito.
Mm. Damn, man.
Damn it.
They got work.
Overachievers, those Knicks. Salute them. Took it farther than expected.
But did they have to collapse in the third quarter in every game they lost? Every single game, it's like the first half's back and forth, and then halfway through the third quarter, in every game, they just fell apart.
Is something wrong with R.J. Barrett, or did he always just not have explosiveness? Getting up. Like, it felt like he had trouble jumping or something. Like, he was shots getting blocked. He wasn't getting to the rim.
He wasn't good yesterday. But, I mean, he's still fast, but he was not good yesterday. They didn't seem to have any, like, every basket they scored seemed, like, lucky, and they were working their ass off to get it. Like, it was a struggle all day.
Struggle.
They were outmatched.
Well, I think it's a great time to have a conversation with the biggest Knicks fan on the show.
All right.
Loopy's in the building. Yo, what's good? Yo, you in the bathroom?
I'm in the office, still throwing up from last night.
Oh, really? You drowned your sorrows in cognac? In Hennessy?
In whiskey. Jameson.
Oh, disaster.
Yo, it was a fun ride, man. But, you know, we got handled yesterday.
What do you want to say to Knicks faithful? You know, they're tuned in to you, Loopy. They know you go hard for the Knicks, man. What do you want to say to the faithful?
I just want
to
say, man, don't give up. We'll be back next year. They had us winning 21 games this year. We overexceeded. We won 41 games. We made the playoffs. We didn't win no series, but it was all right. It was a fun ride. I had a blast this year, man. I wouldn't change it for nothing.
And what pieces would you like to see the Knicks? You know, because I hear now you get calls from the general manager. You know, they take your insights on, you know, moves that they're going to make in the offseason.
Live from the office, yeah.
Live from your office to their office. Exactly.
That's right. AKA the bathroom, on the toilet. Yeah.
Yes.
We need a point guard, man. A true point guard. That's it?
Point guard. And we need some height down bottom. Yo, Uncle Gibson can't do it alone. Noel's can't do it alone. We need some height down low, man. We need a center. Mitchell Robinson.
Don't you also
glass?
Don't you also need another superstar? You need a superstar, Loopy. This is the NBA in 2021, man.
And Randle's a good player, but he's not a superstar. It's my guy, but he can't do it alone.
I think Randle would shine if some of the pressure were taken off of him and there was a true point guard, maybe a big man. Randle would definitely shine more.
Yo, but he can't. If Randle's your number one, you're not going to win the title.
You can't do it. No. You can't do it.
He got exposed these playoffs, brother. Yo, Derrick Rose ran out of fuel. Come on.
Derrick Rose doesn't have the legs. He didn't have the legs. He was playing so much. But let's get to the real important issue here, man. Loopy, there's an opportunity for us to bring the city together. It's a big moment in history in the city right now.
Yo, I want to give a big shout out to my man, Uncle Gibson, man. He held it down, bro. He gave us everything he had, bro. And my man's like 39, 40, 41, 42. That's the Brooklyn in him, man.
Wow, that was a 4-year range.
No, he's 39, 40, 41, 42. He might be 45, Taj Gibson. Doesn't matter. Now, Loopy, don't you think it's a great idea, though, at this moment, for someone like yourself, to support the Brooklyn Nets? It's a great time.
Never. I'm a Yankees fan. I'm a Knicks fan. I don't do that. I don't disrespect the Nets. I don't got a problem.
That's what I'm saying. Just support. Like, you want to see them do well, right?
I don't care about them.
Oh, wow.
Come on. They can do whatever they want. They're not going to have my voice.
Yo, you could call in every day, man. Brooklyn Nets. Yo, it's Loopy going for the Brooklyn Nets now.
Can't do it. It wouldn't be right, man. Nick Faithful would disown me.
So you don't think it's a good idea to bring the city together and root for Brooklyn to bring this championship home? Because there's a likelihood that this championship comes home.
Brooklyn is acting like they're Miami. Oh, F the Knicks. Like, really, bro? Come on. I don't really say...
Wait, I've never seen this before. Who said F the Knicks?
A lot of people, bro. A lot of people be trying to, you know... A lot of people always trying to shit on us, man.
Whoa. Well, wow. you could be the bigger man now, Loopy.
That's right, Loopy.
Oh, it's a great opportunity.
It's a great opportunity.
The city together.
Yo, take the high road, Loopy. Bring the city together.
Oh, man. Let me see how he feels about that. That's my boy.
Yo, reach out to Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? Don't take any more days off. We want to see the chip come to the city no matter how it happens.
Yo, but look, Brooklyn's going all the way. You know that, right?
We do. That's why Ebro's saying it's such a great opportunity. Now,
it's
Loopy,
a great opportunity.
Do you even think, Loopy... Do you even consider the Nets to be a local New York team, or do you just consider them like another team from another place?
Yeah, I'm telling you, they give me like a different out-of-state vibe. Those are the New Jersey Nets. I don't care what building or what borough you hide behind. You're from New Jersey, bro.
Yo.
Stop hiding.
Yo, disconnect this man's line. He's not going to disrespect my local team like this. He's not going to disrespect my local team. Man. Love you, too. Yo, Knicks fans, call in right now, man. You heard Loopy right there. He's in favor of us uniting the city.
No, he's not.
Wow.
So the question is right now, the question is to hardcore Knicks fans, are you willing to go with Ebro's idea and not become a fan,
support,
but support and pull for the Brooklyn Nets to win the championship?
Now, you're a former Knicks fan. You said you think this is a good idea.
This is a good idea, man. Like, the city needs this, man. When's the last time the city had a championship come through? And especially now, you know, after COVID and this whole thing.
Yeah, post-pandemic.
It just, you know, brings a good energy to the city to get a chip. You know what I'm saying?
Now, let's go to Shani. This is important. Let's go to Shani from Queens.
Okay.
Only watches sports in the playoffs.
That's right. Am I willing to...
You saw how many touchdowns the Knicks put up last night.
Don't try to play me, son. I'm not that bad.
Do you support this endeavor?
I do. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, I'm a fair weather sports fan. And I'm only down with my team in New York. I support. I'm like Buster, the New York Jets, Giants, Nets, you know, Mets. I'm with the whole nine. So however New York got to win, I'm with it.
What, Rosenberg?
So, Ebro, real quick, the support that you just got for your idea came from, one, a man who you described as a former Knicks fan,
right.
And number two, a guy who openly admitted that he just roots for whoever.
That's right.
If you're from New York, I'm with you.
That's what you got? This is a disaster.
Starting off on a bad foot, you think, huh? You know bringing the city together?
That's not good.
All right, yo, let's take calls, man. Come on, man. Who you got on the line, Shani?
So far, we got Ray.
Ray.
The phone lines is lit.
Okay.
Ray, let's see. Ray, let's see if Ray supports my idea of Knicks fans now supporting the Brooklyn Nets.
I'm not gonna root for the Nets, support the Nets at all.
No love.
No. Listen, no love. I mean, it's tricky, right? Because, you know, the Nets at one point were from New York, right? They moved to Jersey.
That's right.
Then they came back.
That's right.
But that being said, right, I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I didn't root for the Mets in 2015, and they certainly didn't root for the Yankees in 2009. So
see, right, now, you're using this word root for, and I just want to say it's semantics. I understand. There's nuance here. Support. Hope that the Nets do well. Godspeed, if you will. No?
Nah.
Damn, yeah. Try again, Ebro. Maybe you'll find one. Let's keep going.
We got Marcus.
And by the way, maybe it's too soon for this proposal. You know what I mean?
Right. Just I want to bring this back up Monday.
We might want to give it some time to breathe, but I'm planting the seed now. Who is this, Shani?
Marcus.
Marcus, you sound like a... What's up, baby? You sound like a reasonable, loving New Yorker who would love to see the city rally around a championship potential team like the Brooklyn Nets, right?
Yes, we came to the table. We came to a decision. Well, this is what we're going to do.
All right.
As a Knicks fan, we're going to support Brooklyn, but we're going to make half and half jerseys. The back's going to be Knicks. The front's going to be Brooklyn. And that's how we rocking out. So when they score, we repping everybody. We going to the chip, baby. New York all the way, half and half.
Now, you might be on to something, Marcus. Now, what if the Brooklyn Nets took the word Brooklyn off the jersey and just Brooklyn put New York on the jersey?
What about Brooklyn Knicks?
Oh, that's pushing it.
What about Brooklyn Knicks? That's a different team.
That doesn't sound right. Join forces.
Too far.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
So basically what you're saying is the Knicks should just take the Nets slot in the playoffs, and then you'll root for the Knicks.
Yo.
All right, Marcus.
That's great.
I mean,
that's
look,
good.
But listen, at least we came to the table and had a small negotiation there. We're making progress, people.
That was a civil conversation.
Shawnee, who you got next?
We got Adonis.
Adonis, another reasonable Knicks fan. How you doing, Adonis?
Adonis,
did we lose you there?
You guys lost him. It's my turn.
Wait, you got to go to the next caller, Shawnee. I can't hear what's going on. You don't sound right.
You got Mike.
Sorry, Adonis. Mike.
Something.
Yo.
Mike, talk to me, man. Let's figure out how we bring the city together, Mike. You're the guy. You're the guy to make it happen.
Listen, I've been a diehard Knicks fan for a long time.
All right.
And I'm tired of the heartache and pain.
Oh.
The last time I was a diehard Knicks fan was when they had Scottemeyer on the roster.
All right.
Quite a long time ago.
Scottemeyer. You
know, okay. And it's heartbreaking being a Knicks fan. I gave up. I'm not going to lie. I like the Nets. I wish everybody would stop hating on the Nets. I don't know how Loopy going to sit there and say, I got a little beef with him.
Uh-oh.
Because how you going to say, oh, the Nets is a Jersey team that's in Brooklyn, but the players on the New York Knicks, all of them ain't from New York. So what's the difference? So it's okay to have players from different parts of the world, country.
It's tough to get all the players from New York. That's a tough proposition.
No, of course. Listen, no. Of course, Ebro. I'm not saying that. That's a logical mind that you're thinking with. Like, just like I'm saying, we got a Brooklyn Nets team. We got a team in Brooklyn that's winning, that's doing it. I'm from New York.
Yes, Mike. Let's go, Mike.
I'm from Queens. Trey Rosedale. I'm from Queens. Like, I love the Knicks all my life. I've been heartbroken. I have moved on. I like the Nets now.
Here we go.
They're winning.
Here we go.
Now, I'm going to tell you another thing.
Hey, Mike, keep in mind, if we get the championship in Brooklyn, it's only going to be me and you out at that parade. That parade is going to be mad gentrifiers, kids, and me and you.
Yo, Ebro, I'm going to have the Nutcrackers. I'm going to have everything.
Yeah.
I do not care.
Yeah. My Ebro year.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
I got one. I'm a New York. Tim's with the shorts. I'm a New York. Hey. Yo, real talk, Knicks fans. I know it hurts today, but it's bittersweet, though, because it went farther than you expected. And there's a real coach on the Knicks, fam. Think about that. Thibodeau, what he did with that team. Like, that's very promising. But it ain't what the Brooklyn Nets are doing.
Rich Kleiman, KD's manager.
Oh, here goes Kleiman.
Oh, yeah, Rich hit me, said he has to weigh in here.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Here we go.
This is a New York Knicks hotline, fan. Sean. Who works for a Brooklyn Nets player? This is already controversial.
Yo, you should have
works with Ebro. With.
What'd you say, Kleiman?
I need a better intro than that. Here's a fan who works with a Net player.
I had to set it up for the audience, you know, because you already work in a very complicated scenario.
It is complicated, bro. Complicated on many levels, but I've been trying to get the two of you to talk basketball with me on the radio for 10 years, and then I drive home from dropping my kids off, and I'm not called into the convo.
Well, because I didn't think I could convert you over to supporting and rooting for the Brooklyn Nets publicly, because I know you're a Knicks fan, but here we have you on the radio.
That's crazy, bro. This is, first of all, I'm a born and bred New Yorker. Like your man just said, when the Jets are hot, I root for the Jets, but I'm a Giant fan. When the Mets are cracking, I'm a Mets fan, but when the Yankees are in the World Series, I watch the Yankees. But
well, you got used to that. They're always there. So, you know, it was easy.
Oh, stop. The Mets will be in the series this year. But here's the thing. Like, Knicks fans need to just put this little situation this year to the side. We're building something special at the Garden, but the Knicks will always be a bigger team in New York, but the Nets are a global monster right now, and New York has got to appreciate
this moment in time.
This is a moment in time. This is no different than when I was rooting for the Knicks and the Warriors, right? Like, I was a Knicks fan and a Warrior fan because my man was on the Warriors. So Knicks fans just have to understand we got a global beast in town. We got the Beatles in town.
Wow, he just I don't know if that's helping Knicks fans that you called them a global phenomenon and the Brooklyn Beatles. I don't know if that's helping them swallow this jagged pill this morning, right,
bro. Ebo, quite the opposite. Like, the Knicks just finished an incredible season. Like, incredible, and it made the buzz in New York that much better, but just park it for the next few months.
Wow.
And let's just jump on this net.
Just park it.
It's okay, bro. It's okay to be that way in New York. And I'm a diehard Knicks fan, but I'm rocking with the Nets right now.
There it is. I got Rich climbing.
Listen,
publicly.
Rich, give us a
publicly support my Brooklyn Nets. There you go.
Of course.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you.
I'll see you at the parade.
See you. It'll be me, you, and that guy called Mike.
Laura's coming with us. I like Laura the best anyway.
Yes, I'll be there.
Laura's going to any parade. She's there for the Nutcrackers.
Let's go.
Her and Young
Let's
Baby
go.
Light.
If there are good snacks,
I'm in.
And if we can get her man some Brooklyn Nets Crocs, he's out there.
Brooklyn Nets Crocs. Sure.
That's a fact.
Yo, shout out to Rich Climbing. Let's get to the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com.
Yes.
Squad unites to dust.
That's right.
Dust your shoulders.
That's right.
Prop you up.
That's right.
Shine light on your darkness.
That's right.
We're here to heal.
That's right. Unity.
Shani Coulter. Burn the sage. And Rosenberg, who's in need?
Claim the energy.
The almighty gurus.
Exhale.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Dear gurus, I would just like to start off this message by saying the number one way for the city to unite during this tense time is for us to all come together and listen to Rosenberg's real late album,
Unity,
available tomorrow on all streaming platforms.
Great idea. That'll bring unity right
there. Midnight tonight.
Look it up. It's called
Midnight
Real
Tonight.
Late
Knicks
Rosenberg.
Fans, Nets fans. It's everywhere. All right, guys. I want to remain anonymous. Love the show. Love the squad. Let's get down to business.
That's right.
I'm a 37-year-old man who's been dating a 35-year-old woman since March of this year.
Okay.
We've known each other since we were teenagers and were friends prior to us dating. I've been planning a quick getaway now that things are starting to open back up. I asked her a few weeks ago if she wanted to go. She said yes. Especially because it's somewhere she's never been to. Out of nowhere, she tells me via text that she's celibate.
Wait, what's this? Since March, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's celibate.
And she wanted to tell me in person, but never had the chance to. Despite us seeing each other at least 1 to 2 times a week until recently. She has also been using her schedule as an excuse to why our schedules aren't aligning, which is suspect. She basically says she has time. She'll see me, and her texts are short. I have 7 jobs, including running my own business, and I've always believed in making time for things that are important to me.
Yadman.
Specifically her, because up until this point, I was ready to make things a fit.
All right. Well, Rosenberg.
Rosenberg.
No, this is the end right here. Sorry.
Reboot. I reconnected.
Oh.
I just did.
Okay.
We've been open and honest about everything, including our previous relationships, and I really feel like games are being played. There have been conversations about timelines, the relationship, and expectation, but every time I've asked about how long exclusivity happens, how many times to talk per day or per week, talk versus text, she's vague and dodges the question. How should I move forward?
You shouldn't. So says the old man.
Like,
she's playing games. She's not that. She's not that into you.
She's just not that into you.
And the fact that she told you she was celibate was
a lie.
Either the truth or a lie. But either way, she don't want to have sex with you or break her celibacy with your ass.
Does not want to smash.
Yeah, you're in the friend zone. You don't need. You're in the friend zone, bro.
That's what it sounds like.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all old school teenage friends. You're taking this more serious than she is. She's not seeing you romantically like that.
Yeah, and if she really wanted to see you, she will make time. Everyone makes time. All right, Robotic Rosenberg, yeah, we need to fix your situation.
Sound
okay?
Like you're drowning. Rosenberg's underwater.
I know he's underwater. Robotic Rosenberg.
Yeah,
but anyway, Shawnee, I'm with you. I really feel like she's just not into him.
She's not.
And he's looking for something else, and she really is not on that tip.
Yeah.
So I think
she doesn't
want
to diss you, like, you know, hurt your feelings. She's known you forever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people haven't been out. Y'all is good on the phone. The conversations are great. She's trying to tell you in a nice way, and she's making excuses not even to see you. And you know it. You got 10 jobs. And you know she's making excuses because you said she's making excuses.
I can't even believe y'all still talking about this.
I know.
This for him and everybody else in the friend zone.
Yes,
be clear.
Yes. When a person really wants to see you, no matter how busy they are, they'll always make time.
Bang.
Okay?
Now,
you're in the friend zone, my G.
I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going
to
keep it so 100.
Mm-hmm. You're about to.
When you get put in that friend zone.
No.
When you get put in that friend zone, make sure that person knows that you don't want to be in that friend zone.
Yeah.
Don't play that
straight
game.
Up. I'm not here to be friends.
Don't play that game. Don't sit around and act like it's all good if it ain't all good.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to resent the person. So just don't. You know, and it's okay. Like, I know you guys know each other for some time. Hey, sometimes in friendships, you can take a break. You know what I mean? Like, you'll be over there. No hate, but I gotta live my life on this side right here.
They
I got to heal.
Not friends. He trying to smash,
To smash.
They've known each other for a long time since teenagers, bro. So there's something there.
And you
they cool.
You paying for this trip to try to pay for her, you know, pants to come down, but that's not happening.
It's not happening.
So just accept the situation. Listen to the gurus when we're telling you are in the friend zone.
Or go on the trip and let her smash someone else while you're there.
All right. Okay? So say the gurus.
Okay.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength. No weakness. No weakness.
Cash 197 minutes commercial free.
Stop.
On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles was cracking.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, man. Vanessa Bryant can't catch a break, man.
Stop.
She blasted the people at Nike and people who have the new Mambacita shoes. Someone stole the design. So I'll break it down to you for all you Kobe Bryant fans and people who support. I was reading the details and it's wild what they're doing to this woman. So I'll give you the details on all this coming up. Flash and Lights.
Theory still holds strong, man. Scientifically proven. A la 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 smash. Scientifically proven. It's amazing.
I've seen the evidence.
You know what I mean? Let's go, flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Man, so Vanessa Bryant went on IG to basically say, like, there was a shoe that she worked on in honor of her daughter Gianna. It was going to be called the Mambacita shoe. It's an exclusive, this black and white colorway for her daddy's shoes. She said, I picked the colors in honor of her uniform, the number 2 she wore, just like her, was going to be inside of the shoe. Kobe and Gigi in the back. So basically everything, the butterfly with wings, with the halo, everything was supposed to be in honor of her daughter. But she says the Mambacita shoes were not approved for sale because she wanted them to be sold in honor of her daughter with all the proceeds benefiting the Mambacita Sports Foundation.
Okay.
She's like, but I didn't re-sign with Nike, so we axed the whole situation. And now all of a sudden, there's people showing off the shoes and pictures are floating on online. So she's like, this Nike has not sent any of the pairs to me, my girls. We never agreed for any of these to go on sale. So she just
is she saying Nike put this shoe out?
No.
What is she saying? Or just somebody stole it and put it out?
So people are posting pictures of the shoe. You know, like if someone posts a picture of a sneaker that's unreleased, you know, the internet will take and post it everywhere because it's an exclusive. You know, it's something they've never seen before. But she was basically saying like, yo, we never approved these shoes to be made in the first place. So Nike, like, she's basically saying like, Nike, what's up? Like, why are these even out? Like, we never put the, you know, we never gave it a go.
Well, it doesn't sound like they're out. It sounds like somebody just had a photo of one.
No, it sounds like the person, the photo that she posted, it looks like it's somebody's crib is just showing off the sneaker. So she designed them, but she never gave the green light for them to be actually made.
But so I think that's her. Is it a prototype someone took home?
I don't know. Listen, this happens all the time, right? I've heard of people like stealing them.
If they were in conversation to make a design. Sometimes sneaker companies, they make a mold or whatever that's called, a prototype, whatever, and there's one. You know what I mean? Or maybe there's two, but it's not in mass production. And so,
Or they could have produced a bunch of them in anticipation with her signing with Nike. You know what I mean? They kind of just had them like, oh, we thought this was going to happen too.
I mean, and based on what we've been hearing about what's going on at Nike with executives stepping down because their kids are taking shoes and using corporate cards to sell shoes in the aftermarket, it's not impossible that what Laura just presented with them having maybe a few that were made, somebody's kid taking them and putting them on the gram. You know what I mean? That's not impossible.
Yep.
But anyway, what I do want to point out here is, you know, what Vanessa Bryant is trying to shoulder in carrying not only her daughter's legacy, but her husband's massive legacy, and figure out how to take care of those things. And the business side of it is very tough, while also healing from the trauma of the loss is very, very hard. If it wasn't a sudden loss, families trying to take care of, you know, their loved one's estate and figure out ways to monetize it and license it and make sure it's very hard to do. Like, they usually people hire people to do this.
Right,
and
right,
it
right.
feels like Vanessa is doing this, is leading this, right? Doesn't it feel like that? There's not like a
That's what it seems like.
She needs help.
Definitely feels that way.
She needs help for sure. Because this isn't, and by the way, it would be hard. It's hard if you know what you're doing. But I'm not sure Vanessa was even in this business and handling these endeavors before Kobe had passed.
Right.
Was she?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, we don't know because she wasn't always so vocal also on social media, you know? She was kind of like, it was just
I think we would have known so if she was an intricate part of it, though. Wouldn't we have known?
It feels
like.
But we don't know. I just want to put out there that it would be hard for somebody who knows what they're doing. Right. And it's even more hard when you're the one, not only the mother who lost a daughter, but a wife who lost a husband. This is a lot to deal with.
In other news, I just saw the story that thing's pretty tight. So this valedictorian, her name is Paxton Smith, okay? She's the valedictorian of a school in Texas, Lake Highlands High School, class of 2021. So she had received approval to give a speech. And when she got up there, she pretty much went hamburger and surprised the administration by using her speech time to attack Texas' restrictive new abortion law.
Okay, so she scrapped the approved speech and just went.
Yep. Pretty
she
much
went
this
Acapulco?
New- The heartbeat bill in Texas bans abortions after 6 weeks and provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
Yeah, that's
so
a wild
she went in.
Law.
She was up there and was talking that talk. Even Hillary Clinton tweeted her. Was like, yo, this takes guts. That's courage right there.
What's her name? Paxton what?
Let me see. Her name is Paxton Smith.
Yo, Paxton Smith.
She went viral.
Go ahead, Ma. Do your thing.
Good for her. Good for her. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:54. Today's a high of 75 degrees, rain in some areas, and rain tonight. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Okay, now, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, couple of days of rain. But then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we're getting into the 90s, so there's a lot to look forward to. I fronted on those illegal Summer Jam tickets again, man.
You did it again.
I got so caught up in the Brooklyn Nets, Knicks talk. I fronted on the Summer Jams, man. I owe y'all, man.
Damn.
But tomorrow's Friday.
That's facts.
You still got Cast One going 97 minutes commercial free next. It could happen. Summer Jam is back August 22nd. Keep it locked.
Let's go. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Number one. Number one for hip hop. Hot 97.
What's poppin'? Today's guest, running for Manhattan District Attorney, Tally Farhadian
Thank
Weinstein.
You.
Worked with Eric Holder in the Obama administration, right? You have some amazing accolades, but here locally, talk about your work and your involvement here in New York City.
Yes, thank you. Right. So my career took kind of an unusual turn because I started out in D.C. and, you know, working at some, you know, higher levels of government. I was a Supreme Court law clerk, and then I worked for Eric Holder, as you said. I was one of his counsel at the beginning of the Obama administration. But then I came back to New York and became a federal prosecutor first, working for Loretta Lynch over in Brooklyn, where I did all sorts of cases from murder cases to tax evasion cases. And then my last stop, and really for me the most meaningful, was being the general counsel for the Brooklyn District Attorney. And I went to work for him, for Eric Gonzalez, when he was elected, because he had this ambition to make it the model local prosecutor's office in the country, the model of progressive prosecution. And I thought it would be pretty great to be a part of that.
Well, we've had him on our show several times, and it seems like many of his ideas have had some positive impact. What of those ideas that you were close to do you want to bring to the Manhattan DA's office?
Sure. And I'm glad to hear that he's a friend of the show because he really we really laid the groundwork over there for so many of the ideas that people are borrowing from all around the country. And I hear so many of my colleagues who are running for Manhattan District Attorney talking about them with admiration. So one of the things that I was really close to that I would love to bring over to Manhattan is the work we did on post-conviction justice. And let me just take a step back and say, you know, when people think about criminal justice reform, a lot of the focus is on who is entering the criminal justice system and shrinking it at the front end. And that's really important. We did a lot of that in Brooklyn too, and we can come back to that. But I had found that people were paying less attention to what happens after a conviction is final. And if you're really going to do something about the mistakes of the past and about mass incarceration, you have to talk about the folks who are incarcerated and shouldn't be, either because they're wrongfully convicted. I mean, that's the most obvious reason. But also, if they were rightfully convicted in the sense that the facts met the charge, but something about it still isn't right. You know, they're in prison for too long. The sentence is excessive. They should be getting parole or clemency, or they might need help after they're out with reentry, with sealing a past conviction or expunging a past conviction. So all of that is the post-conviction work. And this was one of my big priorities in Brooklyn, was to make sure prosecutors understood we have an obligation to people all the way through this until they return safely home.
Yeah, I was looking at an article where you talked about this. You say critical conversations about reform too often forget about public safety. You just tweeted this about 21 hours ago. The two are not mutually exclusive, and my policies as district attorney will reflect that. Can you expound on that a little bit?
What I was saying in that tweet, and really what I've been trying to say my whole life, we have to deliver that for people inside of a fair criminal justice system. And when something is not fair or it's not working, the answer is not to give up on our mission of public safety. It's to reimagine, to fix, to repair, to reform, to reckon. And I like all of those words a lot more than defund, because they, to me, propose solutions and the hard work of moving forward rather than the sort of giving up that I'm talking about.
Do you believe that too much power is given to police officers and the police?
There are some things that I don't think we need the police to do that that currently has fallen on them, right? And I don't think the police are living the dream either. If they're getting your kitten out of a tree, or if they're responding to a situation, let's say a mental health crisis that they haven't been trained to respond to, right? And
Do all of us get kittens out of trees? That was.
I mean, that doesn't happen. So that's like that. I think that's not a New York example.
And if anything, that's the fireman now.
Maybe there are fewer kittens and fewer trees in Manhattan. I'm going to give you that. But I think you hear me. Not a situation for force or law, which is really what we think the police are for. The police are bearing a lot of these burdens. And the answer here, too, is not just to cut them out. And I think that we are on our way as a country to understanding we have to train the police differently. And we also sometimes have to send a different core of first responders out to some situation.
Tali, I wanted to ask you something about you as a candidate. You obviously have an awesome record with everything that you've done. You know, Yale, Rhodes Scholar, you've sort of done it all. Your career since then has been tremendous. And your politics appear to all really be about fairness and the little guy. One thing that I know has been complicated is people's relationship with the fact that you also married into money and have a, I don't know if that's the only way you made your money, but I know that you and your husband have a really expensive apartment. And there's been a lot of conversation about, can someone who has so much money be able to relate to the common New Yorker? How do you sort of mix the fact that all of your policies are about the little man, but you also happen to have a lot of money yourself personally?
Look, I'm going to give you two answers. One is, my husband is a wonderful person, and I'm very proud that he's so successful in his career. But I am still surprised that I hear so much about him in this campaign, because, you know, he's not running for district attorney. And I was 35 years old when I got married to him. I have been a public servant my entire career, except for 1 year when I worked in a law firm. And that didn't change when I got married. I still got up at the same time every day and still did the same kind of job. As you said, really fighting for fairness for every person. So, you know, that's me. That's my identity, is my career as a lawyer.
You might inherit a major case if you get this job. I don't know where it'll be by the time you take office, but currently Cy Vance has announced he made it public that they are exploring the criminal charges against the Trump administration. I'm sure you are going to hit me with, though, I can't speak on cases that are currently happening, blase blah, but I had to ask. What can you share with us about that criminal case, about the civil case, and about what's going on currently in the Manhattan District Attorney's office?
Mm-hmm. So, as you predicted, I have to disappoint you and say you wouldn't want me to do anything else, right?
I don't want you to botch the case, because I want to see the dude go to jail. No. Yo, listen, we want to see that Trump perp walk real bad out in these streets, Tali. We want to see your man's in cuffs. We'll probably never get it, but we want to see it.
So, I'm sure you also want a district attorney who follows the rules and is ethical But I'm going to say something. The fact that this case is being written about should help voters to appreciate that this DA's office is different from many others, because this is the financial capital of the world, and you need a prosecutor who is going to enforce the rules of fair play against everyone and in every line of work.
Thank you for your time, too. And
it was such a pleasure.
It was great to meet you. Good luck on the race. It was just an honor to speak to you today. So keep pushing.
Oh, I hope I'll get to come back. It was really lovely to talk to all of you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tali.
WQHTFM HD1 New York, Ebro in the morning goes 97 minutes commercial free at 7.
Commercial free.
Hot 97.